Welcome to 180view.net. Please spread the word and remember to check back regularly for new material. So what's the greatest threat to society? Income inequality? Please. Global warming? What's your IQ? Authoritarianism? Again, your IQ is. Gullible voters who choose a politician based on some BS sales pitch as opposed to the politician's IQ? Close, but not number one. The answer, incompetent parents. Why number one? Basically because there's no other common denominator tied to more societal baggage as incompetent parenting. I mean, carjackings, robberies, headline news, school grades. I smell incompetent parenting. I mean, after all, if the overwhelming majority of people in every neighborhood treat their neighbors with respect, crime isn't a neighborhood or income issue. Moving on to schooling. Why do politicians promote preschool? I mean, is it the easy life for working parents? Perhaps. Or is the true motivation to have kids whose parents are a bit, quote, lacking, spend part of their day around normal people, thus hoping said kids turn out normal? Translated, get these kids out of the house and away from their parents. Another topic related to schooling, busing. So what benefit derives from a child spending an extra hour or two every day sitting on a bus? I mean, would it be that the flask and the new chemistry lab are made in Germany? No. The benefit, assuming one exists, is the difference in the character of the kids surrounding your child. Their character being a reflection of the values of said kids' parents. The goal of busing being to spread out kids with incompetent parents among kids with competent parents and hope the traits held by the kids with competent parents rubs off onto them. Now, maybe one day one of those organizations that focus on grades and school funding or crime and poverty will someday focus on the true denominator, incompetent parenting. Yeah, hell will freeze over before that happens. Oh, by the way, the next time some governor or state house politician wants to funnel your tax dollars off to some disadvantaged school district, ask the mentally deficient politician, how is it that a student whose parents only arrived in the U.S. half dozen years ago and may not even speak English, have a child with higher test scores than someone whose family has been in America for multiple generations? I mean, to repeat, test scores are correlated to households, not the flask in the chemistry lab. Oh, a heads up to those who may not be aware. One need not have anything close to stellar standardized test scores to get accepted as an education major. So you might want to check with an outsider anytime someone representing a school district discusses matters which involve critical thinking. Back to parenting. Two topics the public rarely mentions but are critical for parents to cover with kids are gullibility and insecurity. I mean, personally, I view gullibility as the most important box a parent must check, given the consequences if one fails to do so. Now, one would think that given the internet has been around for decades, parents would have mastered the, quote, gullibility bucket years ago. Yet, not only have some parents failed to check the box for their kids, they failed to check it for themselves. I mean, few things scream, perhaps it would be best if I not procreate, quite like an adult who bites on some BS online that 50% of 10-year-olds could tell you is BS. Oh, by the way, when you finish here, listen to the episode titled Scams. Lastly, the insecurity box, meaning seeing to it that a child has what it takes to exit the basement, engage with others, and be able to accept criticism. Repeat, accept criticism. Now, judging from headline news, there's a never-ending supply of parents who fail at this task as well. So in closing, as you can see from the points I highlighted in this MP3, incompetent parents are a huge drain on society. I mean, being such, perhaps it's time society stopped giving them a free pass and start calling their asses out. Oh, by the way, when a quote minor commits a crime and therefore isn't held fully accountable, my thinking is we get some skin from the parents. I mean, perhaps that would provide the incentive for the parents to, quote, enlighten their offspring as to how they will behave going forward. Thanks for visiting 180view.net. Spread the word, and remember to check back regularly for new material.